Shalom aleichem abayisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirat Kodesh. Beizah Hashem Yizborach, ubisiyat udushmayim eruba. We're about to begin Parashas Kisovoy, which can be divided into eight topics. Topic number one, the mitzvah of Bikurim, to bring the first fruits of the Shivas Haminim to the Beis HaMikdash and give thanksgiving to Hashem. And that covers the first aliyah of the parasha. The second aliyah covers the second topic of Vidui Maisois. Above in Parshas Re'eh, we learned of Biur Maisrois, that by Erev Pesach of the fourth and seventh year, you got to get rid of all the Trumois and Maisrois that were accumulating in your house and give them to their respective owners. Our Parsha tells us, when you do that, you have to say Vidui Maisrois, which is a proclamation that you did everything properly. The third Aliyah takes us to the third topic, where Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, you have chosen Hashem to be your God and to keep His mitzvahs, and Hashem has chosen you to be His Am Segula to keep His mitzvahs. The fourth aliyah, the fourth topic. When crossing the Yaldein in about a month and a half from now to enter Eretz Yisrael, take with you from the Yaldein large stones, bring them to Har Eivol, plaster them, write the entire Torah on them, and build a Mizbeach on Har Eivol. Topic number five begins with the Aliyah of Chamishi and ends with Perek Chov Zayin, Posuk Chovov, and it tells us about the Maimad HaBrochos VaHaKlolos on Har Grizim and Har Eivol. We were told about this at the beginning of Parshas Re'eh, and now the Torah fills in more details about that Maimad. Topic number six, the Brochos that we're going to get if we keep the mitzvahs, from Perek Chov Ches, Posuk Aleph, through Posuk Yudalid. Topic number seven, the klolos that are intended for us if we don't keep the mitzvahs, from Posuk Tezvov through Posuk Samach Tes. And the eighth and final topic of the parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu reminds us of the nisim that Hashem has done through us from Yetzias Mitzrayim throughout the desert until we conquered Sichon and Oig and gave their land to Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Menashe. And that covers from the Aliyah of Shvi until the end of the parasha. And let us begin b'siyata d'shmaya, the first topic of the parasha, the mitzvah of Bikurim. Ve'hoyo kisavo yel horez asher adoino yeloihecho noisein lecho nachalo v'rishto v'yoshavto bo. And when you will come to the land that Hashem is giving you as an inheritance, and you will inherit it and settle in it, then you have the mitzvah of Bikurim. Says Rashi, ve'hoyo kisavo v'rishto v'yoshavto bo. Magid shelo nischayvu bibikurim at shekovshu es ha'oretz v'chilkuho. Although Bikurim is one of the mitzvahs that tluyas ba'oretz, but we're not chayev in it as soon as we enter, only after we conquer and divide the land among the Shvatim, which took 14 years. And this is learnt out of the words v'yirishto yoshavto bo. Pozuk beis velokachto merishis kol peri ha'adomo. Asher tovi me'artzecho, asher adoino yeloihecho noisein loch, besamto vatene v'holachto el hamokuim, asher yivchar adoino yeloihecho leshakin shemoi shom. And you shall take from the first fruits of the ground that you will bring from your land that Hashem is giving you. And Rashi will tell us not all the fruits, rather only the shivas haminim. Besamto vatene, put it in a basket, and go to the place that Hashem will choose to dwell His name there. And as we saw above in Parshas Re'eh, it started out in Mishkan Shiloh for 369 years, and then it got to its permanent place, the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Says Rashi, Mei Reishis veloi kol Reishis, Shein kol ha'peiros chayovim bebikurim, elo shivas haminim bilvad. How do I know? Because Ne'emar kan Eretz, as the Pasuk says, Me'al tzecho. Nema la alon above in Parshas Ekev, it says, Eretz, Chito, Seoiro, Vegefen, Useino, Verimo, in Eretz, Eishamon, Udvosh. Ma la alon in Parshas Ekev, where it says the word Eretz, it says next to it, Mishivas Haminim, Shinishtabuchem, in Eretz Yisrael. Afkan, that it says Arzacho, it's referring only Mishvach Eretz Yisrael. What Eretz Yisrael specializes in, Shehein, Shivas Haminim. Zeis Shemen, this is the Pasuk in Parshas Ekev. Zayis aguri, sheshamnei ogur mesoichoi, olives that are full with oil, choicest olives. Udvosh, not referring to bees' honey, rather hudvash tmorim, referring to date honey. Meireishis, odom yoyre le toyr sodeyu, A person goes down to his field when it starts ripening. V'roya te'eino shebikro. He sees a fig that begins to ripen. He ties a gemi, a type of a branch around it, like a ribbon, a sign of some sort. This is bikurim. This way, when all the fruits are fully grown, he knows which ones were bikra first and which ones were designated for bikurim. Posuk gimel uvasoel akoyhein asher yihyeh bayomim hohem. V'amarto eilo vigati ayoim ladoino yeloihecho. Kivosi el horet asher nishba adoino la'avisenu los eslonu. And you will come to the Kohen who will be in those days and tell him, I've come to tell Hashem that I've come to the land that Hashem promised our ancestors to give us. Says Rashi, Asher Yihyeh Bayomim Hohem. Rashi is bothered by a question. Obviously, you're going to come to the Kohen in those days. You should come to the Kohen who lived in previous generations. And for Rashi, Ein lecho elo Kohen shebiyomecho kemoi shehu. Whoever the Kohen is, and don't say, no, Bikurim is only meant for Choshev Kohanim in the previous generations. No, whoever Kohen is in your days, he's the Kohen that's going to get your Bikurim. Ve'omarto eilov she'in chokofu toivo. This is the title of the Thanksgiving drosh we're about to see. In three words, what is it? You're telling Hashem, I am not an ingrate. I have a koras ha'toiv. I know how to say thank you. Higati hayoim. What do we learn from hayoim today? Pamachas b'shana v'loishtei pe'omim. Although it is possible to bring bikurim more than once a year, because of the shivas haminim, they ripen at different times of the year. But the mikra bikurim, the higadati, this Thanksgiving drosha, is only said once a year. Posuk dalet v'lokach ha'koyhei naten ebiyodecho v'hinicho ilifnei mizbach adoino yaloyhecho. Without Rashi, I would have translated the pasuk to mean, and then the Kohen will take the basket from your hands, and he will place it in front of the Mizbeach. But Rashi says that's not the pshat. Rather, until now, the Bailim were holding the basket by himself, and now the Kohen joins the Bailim, and they're holding it together. V'hinichoi, says Rashi, does not mean to place, rather it means to be menif, to wave it up and down and all four directions, and that is done in front of the Mizbeach. Says Rashi, V'lo kacha kohen atene biyodecho, lehonif oisoi, to do tznufa, together. Kohen meniach yodoi tachas yada bailim, umenif. The bailim was holding the basket, the kohen puts his hands underneath the hands bailim, and together they do tznufa in front of the Mizbeach. Rashi will tell us later on in Posuk Yud, at this point, the Bailim takes the basket back to his hands, and he says the following drosha while he's holding the basket by himself. Posuk hei v'onisa v'omarto lifnei adoinoi eloihecho arami oivei dovi v'yeired mitzraimo v'yogorshom bimsei me'ot v'yishom legoi godoil otzum v'rov. And raise your voice and say in front of Hashem, this Mevi Bikurim is about to give his Thanksgiving drosha, and the thank you is not just about the successful crop he had this year. He starts the thank you all the way from the beginning. Arami Uyved Ovi, Lovon who came from Aram, tried to destroy and annihilate my father Yaakov Avinu. After Yaakov Avinu worked for Lovon for 20 years, from ages 77 to 97, and Yaakov Avinu escaped, Lavan chased after him with one intention, to wipe him out. And then 33 years later, when Yaakov Avinu was 130 years old, he went down to Mitzrayim, and he lived there. He came down with few people, Shivim Nefesh, as the Pesukim and Parshas Vayigash tell us. And while he was in Mitzrayim for 210 years, he turned into a great, powerful, and numerous nation. Says Rashi, v'oniso loshna romas koil, raise your voice. Arami oivedovi mazgir chasde amokoim. He mentions the chasodim that Hashem did with us. Arami oivedovi. Who is that referring to? Lovon bikesh la'koiras akoil. He wanted to uproot everything, kisharodaf achar Yaakov. But the problem is, the pasuk says, arami oivedovi. Literally translated, Lovon destroyed my father. But we know that's not true. The proof is right here. This may be Bikurim made it to Eretz Yisrael and he's bringing Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. Clearly Yaakov was not destroyed. So why does the Pasuk say Oived? Says Rashi, Bishvil Shechoshav La'asois. Chishav Le'amokim Kilu Osa, as if he did it. Because when they intended to do something bad, even if they were not matzliach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it as if they did it. Rashi is bothered by what's the connection between these two events? Arami Oivedovi, and 33 years later, Vayered Mitzrayimo. Says Rashi, the connection is as follows. Lavan was not the only one that tried to destroy Yaakov Avinu and Klal Yisrael. 33 years later, he went down to Mitzrayim, and as we know, the Mitzrayim tried to destroy us. The word mesei refers to people. The root of the word is meis, because people are all mortals. And the Mitzrayim were cruel to us. They made us suffer and they put us through harsh slavery. And we cried out to Hashem, the God of our ancestors. And Hashem heard our voices. He saw our suffering and our harsh labor and our distress. And Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim with a strong hand, an outstretched arm, and great awesomeness, and with miracles. And he brought us to this place, to the Beis HaMikdash, and he gave us this land, Eretz Yisrael, a land that flows milk and honey. Says Rashi, El HaMokim HaZeh, the Beis HaMikdash. How does Rashi know that? Because the next words, Vayiten Lonu Es HaOretz HaZois, Kemashmoy, that means the land. HaMokim HaZeh must be something more specific, namely the Beis HaMikdash. Posuk Yud Ve'ato, Hinei Heveisi Ez Rishis Peri Ho Adomo, Asher Nosato Li Adoinoi, V'hinachto Lifnei Adoinoi Eloi Hecho, V'hinshtach Aviso Lifnei Adoinoi Eloi Hecho. And now I have brought the first fruits of the land you have given me, Hashem. Adkan, the drosha of the thanksgiving in the Mevi Bikurim. Now the Torah gives him the last instructions. V'hinachto Lifnei Hashem Eloi Hecho. Without Rashi, I would have translated it, put it down in front of Hashem. But Rashi, like before in Posuk Dalet, translates Ve'inachtoi not to mean put it down, rather do another tnufa. The first tnufa in Posuk Dalet was done together with a Kohen, and this tnufa is done by himself, and do that in front of Hashem, and then bow down in front of Hashem. Says Rashi Ve'inachtoi, Magid shenoitloi achar anofas haKohen. That what we saw before Pasuk Hey, after he does tnuva with the Kohen, the Bailim takes it back. And when he's finished, Choyzer Umein, if he does another tnuva. Pasuk Yud Alev, V'samachto V'chol HaToiv, Asher Nosan Lecho, Adoino Yaloi Hecho Ulevisecho, Ato V'Halevi V'Hageir Asher Bekir Becho. And you will rejoice, or you shall rejoice, with all the goodness Hashem has given you and your family, you and the Levim and the Geirim among you. Says Rashi, V'samachta b'chol ha'toiv. Mekan omru, ein koirin mikro bikurim elo bizman ha'simcho. This mikro bikurim, the Thanksgiving drosha we just learned, is only bizman simcho. And when is that? Me'atzeres v'adachag, from Shavuos till Sukkos. Why is that bizman simcho? Shodo malaket tvuoso yupiroiso v'yeno v'shamno. That's when you harvest your grain, your fruit. That's when you process the wine and the oil. Avol me'achag ve'eloch, after Sukkos, maybe ve'eino koire. You can still bring bikurim, but there is no mikro bikurim, because it's not as man simcha. Ato ve'alevi, af alevi chayu be'bikurim, im notu besoich oreim. Although the Levim don't get their own nachala, but they do get cities. And if they planted one of the Shivas HaMinim in their cities, they also bring Bikurim. Also, maybe, but he brings Bikurim, but he can't say the drosha. In Posuk Dalet it says, a girl can't say that. It wasn't given to his ancestors, so he's maybe the Einoi Koire. Adkan, the first topic of the parasha, the mitzvah of Bikurim. On to the second topic, the mitzvah of Vidui Mais Rois. Any produce grown in Eretz Yisrael, you have to be mafrish tumos and maisrois. So if it's from Shivas HaMinim, the first thing you take off is Bikurim. The second thing, or by all other items besides for Shivas HaMinim, you take off Turma Gedoilo, and that is given to the Kohen. And that you have to do in all 6 years of the Shemitah cycle. In the seventh year, everything is Hefkel, so there is no Turmas and Maisois. After Turma Gedoilo comes Maiser Rishon, a tenth given to the Levi. And that is also applies in all 6 years, not Shemitah, because that's Hefker. Next comes Maisel Sheni. Maisel Sheni, a tenth of the produce. You don't have to give it to anybody. It belongs to you, but you got to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it b'Yerushalayim b'tahara. If it's too much, you could redeem it onto money and bring the money to Yerushalayim and buy food items and eat it with the tahara of Maisel Sheni, as we saw above in Parshas Re'eh. But the din of Maisel Sheni is not on all 6 years. It's only on the years 1, 2, 4, 5. And the siman to remember that is Oisiois Avedo, Aleph Beis Dalet Hei. On the years 3 and 6, Gimel and Vov, Maisel Sheni is substituted with Maisel Oni. Instead of taking a tenth and bringing it to Yerushalayim and eating it with Taharo, take a tenth and give it to the poor. That means that the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle is divided into two sets of three. The first 3 years is a cycle of 2 years Maisel Sheni, 1 year Maisel Oni, and the second set, again, 2 years Maisel Sheni, and the third year Maisel Oni. And where is this cycle learned out from? Our Pasuk says the Torah HaKadosha, Ki sechale la'aseir es kol ma'asar tevuosecho, bashono ha'shlishis shnas ha'maisel. When you have completed a cycle and taking off all the maaser of your tvua on the third year, the Torah nicknames the third year. It's called Shnas HaMaaser, the year of the maaser. Rashi will tell us that is because the third year, you're only taking off one of the two maasros that you did in the past 2 years, namely Maaser Rishon only. Maaser Sheni is substituted with Maaser Oni. And how do I know that Shnas HaMaiser is referring to Maiser Rishon and it's the Maiser Sheni that gets pushed away? From the next words. Because on that third year, Shnas HaMaiser, Venosato La Levi, that's Maiser Rishon, and Lagele Yosef La Almono, that's Maiser Oni. V'ochlu b'shavecho v'shaveyu, delete in your cities and be satiated. We see that on this third year, there is no Maiser Sheni, Maiser Oni took its place. So every 3 years, you completed a cycle of Maisel Sheni, Maisel Sheni, and Maisel Oni. But it's important to note, you didn't finish giving all the Maisel Oni in the third year. And that is because, very often, the Maisel Oni involves fruits. What determines what year this fruit belongs to? The year that Chanotah happens. What is Chanotah? Machlokes Rishonim. Either when the fruit starts budding, or when it reaches a third of its growth. Either way, very likely, Chanotah can happen on the third year, but it only ripens, you only harvest and pick it on the fourth year. Nevertheless, you're going to be taking off Maiser Oni, because this is a third year pri. So you can only finish giving off the Maiser Oni from the third year produce around Erev Pesach, by Erev Pesach of the fourth and seventh year. And that is what we saw in Parshas Re'eh, Biur Maisrois. By then, you have to finish giving all the Tumas and Maisrois that accumulated in your house to the respective owners. Says Rashi, Ki sechale la'aseir es kol ma'asar tevuosecho ba'shono ha'shlishis. כשתיגמור להפריש מייסרוי של שונו השלישיס. When you finish the מייסרוי of the third year, כבר זמן הביור והבידוי בערב הפסח של שונו רביס. The זמן הביור, get rid of all the tumas and מייסרויס, and the vidui, the proclamation we're about to see, is an ערב פסח of the fourth and seventh year. How do we know? שנאמר, it says, above, in Parshas Re'eh, by Biur Maisrois, Miktzei Sholoi Shonim Toitiez Kol Ma'asar Tevuasecho. He uses the word Miktzei at the end of. Ne'mar Kan Miketz, Ve'ne'mar La'alon in Parshas Vayelech, regarding the din of Hakel, Miketz Sheva Shonim Le'inyan Hakel. Ma'alon, when is Hakel done at the end of 7 years? Regel, done by Sukkot, by a Yomtif. Avkan Miktzei is referring to a Yomtif, but not the same Yomtif. Ima le'alon by Hakel, Chagasukois, Avkan Chagasukois, that's what you would have thought from this Gzira Shova of Miketz Miketz. Tamud lo'imal, our posuk, ki sechale la'aser, and referring to Maiser shel Shono Shlishis, Miregel Sham Maisrois, Kolin boy. And has to be a Yomtif that you finished taking off the Maisrois of the third year. Which Yomtif is that? Vizo Pesach. Why? There are many trees that you will only pick and harvest after Sukkos, even though it was Chanotod on the third year. So it's a Maiser Oni. So you'll only finish giving off the Maiser Oni by Erev Pesach of the fourth and seventh year. Nimtzu Maiser Shel Shlishis Kolin BePesach Shel Ravis. V'chol Mi Sheshiyo Maasroisov. Whoever left over in Maasrois in his house, Hitzricho Yakosul Varu Min HaBayis. Shnas ha-maiser. The third year is the maiser year. What does that mean? Shono shein noyeg bo elo maiser echod mishnei maisrois shenoagu b'shtei shonim lefoneo. A year that only one of the two maisrois is applicable. Sheshono rishoino ushniyo shol shmito noyeg bo el maiser rishoin kamo yishenemar ki sikru meiz b'nei Yisrael es ha-maiser. That's maiser rishoin mitzvam parashas koirach. ומייסר שני שנאמר על פרשס ראי ואוכלתו לפני השם הלוקחו מעשה דגון אחותי רוישכו וייצורכו הרי שני מייסרויס ובואו ללמדכו כאן בשונו השלישיס שאינו יגמי אויסון שני המייסרויס אלו האחד only one of those two which one ואיזה זה מייסר ראשון ותחס מייסר שני ייתן מייסר עוני how do I know that it's the מייסר שני that leaves and מייסר עוני takes its place Maybe the Maiser Rishon shall leave and Maiser Oni takes his place. Says Rashi, Shenemar Kan, on this Shono Shlishis, V'nasato la-Levi es ha-Shaloi, Hare Maiser Rishon, Lager la-Yosef la-Almono, Ze Maiser Oni. V'ochlu b'sharecho v'saveyu, Ten lohem kedei sovon. When giving out the Maiser Oni, it's got to be a portion that's able to satiate them. V'saveyu. Meaning you have a fixed amount of Maiser Oni, a tenth of the produce. But how much do you give per oni, it's got to be a sizable amount. Mikan omru, en perichasin oni begoyren, pochit mechatzi kav chitin, kav soirin. And the Mishnah gives a whole list of every item, what is the minimum amount you give to an oni. It has to be an amount of visoveyu. Posuk yud gimel ve'omarto lifnei adoino yalui hecho bi'arti ha'kodesh min ha'bayis ve'gam nesativ la'levi ve'lagir la'yosoim ve'lo almono ככל מצוות זכו אשר ציווי סוני, לא יעברתי ממצוות זכו ולא ישכחתי. And when you finish getting rid of all the tumas and maisrois on Erev Pesach of the fourth and seventh year, says the Torah, you gotta say vidui maisrois, a proclamation that you did everything properly. And say in front of Hashem, bi'arti ha-kodesh min ha-bayis, I got rid of all the kodesh from the house. And that's referring to maiser sheni and neta revai. After 3 years of Ola, where it's also to benefit from the fruits. The fourth year is called Neta Revai, and you take the fruits and eat them in Yerushalayim, or redeem it onto money and bring the money into Yerushalayim, a similar din to Maisel Sheni. So I got rid of all the Kodesh min Abayis, Maisel Sheni, and Neta Revai, I brought it to Yerushalayim. V'gam nesativ la-Levi, I gave the Maisel Rishon to the Levi. V'gam, says Rashi, is marbe bikurim and tumo, I gave to the Kohen. ולגיע ליוסף ולאלמונו, that's my sir, עוני, ככל מצוות שכו אשר ציווי סוני. And I did it properly, exactly as you told me to do it. Namely, I gave it in order. I was mafreshit in order. First, ביקורים, then Truma, then Maiser Rishon, and then Maiser Sheni or Maiser Oni on its years. I was not over on any one of the mitzvahs of the Trumas and Maisreis. Rashi will tell us what this is referring to. V'loishachochti, says Rashi, I did not forget to make a brocha when being mafrish Trumas and Maisreis. Says Rashi. V'omar to lifnei Hashem Elokecho, hisvadei, make a proclamation, shenosato Maisreisecho. V'yalte ha-kodesh min ha-bais, ze Maiser Sheni v'netarevai. Because those are Kodesh, as opposed to Maiser Rishon and Maiser Oni, there's no Kedusha to it. It's just a monetary choiv you owe to the Levi and the Oni. V'limed choshim shio masroisov shal shtei shonim for the first 2 years, v'lihelo l'Yerushalayim, tzorich la'alois ha'machshov, now's the time to do it. V'gam nesativ la'Levi, ze Maiser Rishon, v'gam l'rabois trumo u'bikurim, to the Kohen. L'geir l'yosem l'almono, ze Maiser Oni. כל מצוות שכר נסעתם כסדרון, ולא הקדמתי תרומו לביקורים, ולא מייסר לתרומו, ולא שני לראשון. The order is, ביקורים, תרומו, מייסר ראשון, מייסר שני. Why is that the order? שהתרומו קרויו ראשיס. תרומו is called ראשיס, ראשיס דגון חוטי ראש חווי צורך, on פרשס קוירח. שהיא ראשונו משנס הדוגון. As soon as it becomes דוגון, as it's ripe, the first thing you got to take off is תרומו, that's ראשיס. And then Maiser Rishon comes before Maiser Sheni, because in the Maiser Rishon, there's a shtickel Truma in there, namely the Trumas Maiser that the Levi has to give to the Kohen. So there's also a shtickel Reishis in there. Therefore Maiser Rishon comes before Maiser Sheni. And how do we know Bikurim comes before Truma? Uchsiv Meleoscho v'dimacho lo yise'achel. Meleoscho is referring to Bikurim. Dimacho is referring to Truma, as Rashi told us in Parashat Mishpatim. Lo yise'achel means lo yise'shanes ha'seder. Don't change the order. Lo yavalti mimitzvoisecho. What is that referring to? Lo yifrashti mimin al she'inoy minoy. I was not mafrish Trumas and Maisreis from one species unto another. Every species, you got to be mafrish its own Trumas and Maisreis. Not from this year's crop, on last year's crop, every crop has to have its own Trumas HaMaisreis. Things are connected to the ground, or bechlal not chayiv in Trumas HaMaisreis. You gotta be mafrish min ha-tolush al ha-tolush, only what was detached. Even though the Birkas HaMitzvois, asher kedishono b'mitzvois of etzivonu, on any mitzvah we do, is in din de rabbonon, nevertheless, we darshan it from the posuk al derech asmachto. Posuk yudale de lo yochalti voini mimenu, v'lo yviarti mimenu betomei, v'lo yinosati mimenu lemeis, shomati bekoi ladoino yeloi hoi osisi, kechoi lasher tzivisoni. I did not eat the Maiser Sheni while I was an oinen. The word oinen we're familiar with when somebody le'oleinu, one of his seven relatives died, between the misa and the kvura, he's called an oinen, and he is poto min ha-mitzvois. Oisek be-mitzvah, poto min ha-mitzvah. Once the person is buried, he's no longer an oinen, and he's chayiv in all mitzvois. That's the oinen we're familiar with regarding when a person, it's relative died, he's poto min ha-mitzvois. But that's not this oinen over here. The oinen regarding an issue of eating Maiser Sheni is the entire day of the death of that person, even after he's buried, and midrabonon, even the night afterwards, he's called an oinen. Says the Vidui Maisrois, I did not eat Maiser Sheni while I was an oinen, on the day that a mace of mine died, one of the seven relatives. I did not consume, I did not eat the Maiser Sheni, whether I was Tomei and it was Tohoir, and whether I was Tohoir, but it, the Maiser Sheni, was Tomei. We saw in Parshas Re'ei that if it's too much to carry, you put it onto money and bring the money to Yerushalayim and buy food items. He's saying, I did not use that money to buy any needs of a mace, the Oroin and Tachrichin. Shamati b'koi l'Hashem Elokei, I brought it to the Beis HaMikdosh to eat in Yerushalayim, and I did everything that you commanded me to do with it. I ate it besimcha, and I was mesamech others while I was eating it. I shared it with others. It says Rashi le'ochal divoini mimenu, mikan she'osu le'oinen. This is the source, that it's osur for an oinen to eat Maiser Sheni. And how do I know that it's also no matter who's tamei, me or it? Says Rashi Drosh. First I'll speak it out outside, then we'll see it in Rashi. We have two psukim in Parashas Re'ei. One pasuk says, "You're not allowed to eat in your cities." Maisel sheni must only be eaten in Yerushalayim or in Shiloh when it was there. But it may not be eaten in your cities. That is the poshur pshat of the pasuk. We have another pasuk in Parashas Re'ei regarding a bechor behema tohoro. And the mitzvah is one of matnas kohenah. You got to give it to the kohen and he has to bring it as a korban. But if that bechor got a mum, now the kohen can eat it wherever he wants, even betumah. It's not a korban anymore. And that's what the pasuk says in Parashas Re'ei, Bish'orecho teichelenu atomei v'atoyo yachdov katzivecho ayol, referring to a bechor that got a mum. Now the pasuk by a bechor that got a mum says, Hatomei v'atoyo yachdov yichelenu. Now, if you have two people, one's tomei, one's tor, eating from the same bowl, so the tomei will be metame the meat in the bowl as he's taking. Now, when the tor eats from that meat, he, the tor, is eating tomei meat. So we have a situation over here that the person who's tomei is eating meat, and we have the tor who is tor eating tomei meat. Both an example of the person being tomei and the meat being tomei. By a bechor with a mum, that's mutter. And now comes the drosha. Chazal darshin, when it says loisucha lechel bishorecho, the poshur pshat means do not eat in your cities, the maisel sheni. It must be brought to Yerushalayim. The drosha is loisucha lechel bishorecho. Bishorecho is a code word referring to the bishorecho we saw by a bechor that got a mum. Over there, that bishorecho it says you could eat it bituma. By Maisel Sheni, lo yisucha lechel bishorecho. You may not eat Maisel Sheni in the way you eat bishorecho, namely a bechor with a mum. Let's see Rashi. Veichanuzer al kach, lo yisucha lechel bishorecho, which is said by Maisel Sheni, bishorecho is a code word. Zu achilas tumo. How so? Kmo yishenema bepsuli amukdoshim, referring to a bechor de gar a mum. Bishorecho techalenu atomi v'atohoi. Avol ze, namely Maisel Sheni, lo yisuchal lechol derech achilas she'orecho homu b'mokim acher. And that achilas she'orecho mokim acher is whether he is tomei and it is tor, whether he is tor and it is tomei. That's how we learn out that Maisel Sheni is also in both, no matter who's tomei. Lo yinosanti mimenu lemeis, lasris le'orim v'tachichi. Shomati b'koy la'shem o'lekoy, avi oisiv le'beis ha'bechiro. Rashi says, I brought the Maisel Sheni to the Beis HaMikdash. I don't understand. I thought that Maisel Sheni is eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. Lav Tavka to the Beis HaMikdash. Ain no idea. Osisi kochel asher tzivisoni, somachti v'simachti. I ate it b'simcha, and I helped other people rejoice. I shared it with them. Pozuk tezvo v'ashkifo mim'oin kodeshecho min ha'shamayim uvorich esamecho es Yisrael. Ve'eis ha'adomu asher nosato lonu kasher nishbato laviseinu eretz ovaz cholov udvosh. Look down from your holy dwelling place in Shamayim and bless Klal Yisrael and the land that you have given us, that you have promised our ancestors to give us, and you fulfilled your promise by giving us a land that flows milk and honey. Says Rashi, Ashkifa mimoin kodeshecho osinu masher gezarto aleinu. We did our part, we did what you commanded us. I say, Ato masher lecho lasois, now do your part. Shamalto, im bechukoisai teleichu, if we keep the mitzvois, venosati gishmechem beitom, there'll be rain. Ashonosato lonu, kashonishbato lavoiseinu, loses lonu to give to us, vekiamto eretzovas cholavudvash. It's important to note, a Rashi in Parshas Vayero, Perek Yud Ches, Posuk Tes Zayin, that refers to our Posuk. Over there it talks about the Malachim going to destroy Sedoim. Vayakumu Mishomo Anoshim Vayashkifu Al Pnei Sedoim. Says Rashi, over there, Kol Ashkofo Sheba Mikro Lero'o. Usually Ashkofo is a negative type of looking. Chutz, our pasuk, miashkifa mimoin kodeshecha. And how did the negative word turn into a positive word, says Rashi? Shegodol koach matnoi sanim shoifech midas haroiges lerachamim. So great is the power of matnoi sanim, it turns the midas haroiges, the midah of anger, into rachamim. So the hashkifa, which is usually a looking for the negative, over here it's a looking for the positive. Adkan, the second topic of Parshas Kisovoi, vidui maisrois.